This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of people seeking safety in southern Gaza fled the enclave's main hospital on Saturday as fighting continued in the area for the second day. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh reports.
It's continuous bombardment for more than 24 hours.
Speaking to Reuters by phone, Palestinian senior plastic surgeon Dr. Ahmed Al-Mokhalalati said most of the hospital staff and people sheltering at Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, had left, but 500 patients were still there. A Palestinian health ministry spokesman said Israeli shelling had killed a patient in intensive care, and fighting was limiting people's ability to move. Palestinian officials said two babies had died and dozens more were at risk after fuel ran out on Saturday. At a news conference, chief Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said the military will help evacuate babies trapped there.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh, carrying their bags and belongings with bedding across their backs, Gazans who had been sheltering in the Al-Shifa hospital traveled towards the south on foot. More than 100,000 residents had fled south over the last 2 days as Israeli forces operate deep in Gaza City, Chief Military Spokesperson Daniel Hagari said. Saudi Arabia and other Muslim countries called on Saturday for an immediate end to military operations in Gaza, rejecting Israel's justification of its actions against Palestinians as self-defense. The extraordinary Joint Islamic Arab Summit in Riyadh urged the International Criminal Court to investigate, quote, war crimes and crimes against humanity that Israel is committing in the Palestinian territories, according to a final communique. This is VOA News. Russia on Saturday launched a missile attack on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and the surrounding region for the first time in more than 7 weeks, and pounded the east and south of the country with drones, Ukrainian officials said. Ukrainian border guards said they had retaken a village in the country's northeast adjacent to the Russian border. Officials in the east, the focus of Russia's slow 20-month-old advance, said Ukrainian forces had repelled numerous attacks by Moscow's troops, and they anticipated further assaults, particularly around the devastated town of Avdiivka. Despite being treatable and curable, tuberculosis, or TB, remains one of the world's deadliest infectious diseases, causing an estimated 1.3 million deaths in 2022, according to the latest World Health Organization figures. That's a reduction of around 19% on the previous year, but far below the target level, Henry Ridgewell reports.
The 19% fall in deaths from TB is still far short of the World Health Organization's target of a 75% reduction by 2025. Funding also fell short, reaching less than half of the WHO target of at least $13 billion for TB diagnosis, treatment and prevention services in 2022. Governments committed to spending $22 billion a year on TB by 2027 at a special UN meeting in September. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
A new study finds that the popular weight loss drug Wegovy reduced the serious heart problems by 20% in certain patients, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
This is the first study to document that an obesity medication can not only shave off pounds, but can also prevent heart attack, stroke, or a heart-related death in people with heart disease. The research, paid for by Novo Nordisk, the maker of Wegovy and Ozempic, involved more than 17,000 patients in dozens of countries. It found 8% of those getting a placebo had a cardiac incident or stroke, and that dropped to 6.5% in those taking Wegovy, a 20% reduction. The findings could shift perceptions about obesity drugs being just for cosmetic weight loss. And with this heart prevention component, it could put pressure on insurers to cover them. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Residents of an Italian town near Rome were told to stay at home on Saturday after a lion escaped from a local circus. The local mayor issued a warning on social media saying police were helping circus staff search for the animal. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.